When U.S. soldiers crossed the Atlantic to fight in World War I, they not only preserved freedom, they also discovered something that transformed a working-class neighborhood in Tampa, Florida. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com. You've heard me speaking about our trip to Italy August 8th through the 17th. There's still time to join myself and other listeners on an amazing trip and still enjoy preferred pricing as well. We'll be with Colette, North America's leading tour operator. Come see Italy's most famous cities, spending two nights in Rome, two nights in Florence, and two nights in historic Venice. Our tour includes the famous Colosseum. You'll come to know the rolling hills, sprawling vineyards, charming medieval hill towns, and enchanting cities steeped in history, culture, and legend. See the birthplace of St. Francis and Assisi and explore the mystical city of Siena. In Venice, we'll enjoy a boat trip to Murano Island and see the city's famous canals. All along the way, we'll enjoy fabulous Italian cuisine and have the top-of-the-line service throughout the journey. This is Italy, as you always imagine it, so don't miss out. Click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. Don't miss out. Join us today. Most people don't realize that Tampa, Florida began to flourish when a section of town called Ybor City began in the 1880s to make cigars that were transported to points all over the East Coast. The industry's impact is still felt today.
We got a good deep water port because channels were dug deeper and deeper because there were larger and larger ships that were bringing in tobacco. And so you've already got these deep channels, and now you've got cruise ships going out at the same spot.
David Alderman says there's a wide range of immigrants that came to Ybor to support the cigar-making business.
Something very unusual at the time. When women started, when Afro-Cubans were working there, it didn't matter. Old and young, white and black, male and female, and they're all getting paid at the same rate.
Attitudes about cigars may have begun to change, though, when the U.S. entered World War I.
Soldiers went over to France in 1917, and along with them came a shipload of cigarettes. Now, ready-rolled cigarettes were considered socially unacceptable in the United States. It was something that was continental, that was European, and not necessarily to be trusted.
Habits changed, and cigar making in Ybor gradually declined.
Men became the tobacco carriers, so they've got a pack of cigarettes in one pocket. They've got their humidor pack of cigars in the other. You have to make a decision later on when the Depression comes along. You have a choice. Do you buy a cheap cigar for 5 cents, or do you buy a loaf of bread for your family?
Ybor City remains and is a vibrant neighborhood in Tampa. The Ybor City Museum and State Park preserves much of that history today. Traveling the countryside in Ybor City, Florida, I'm Andrew McCrae.